Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, live cattle spent most of the day yesterday in positive territory, closing near the highs of the day, even though packers have some cattle already committed for the next few weeks. Increasing slaughter rates may require them to bid steady to higher this week in the cash market. However, traders will wait to see confirmation of cash before becoming too excited. The higher corn prices may have feedlots wanting to move cattle quickly rather than holding for better prices. Box beef was up for choice $1.36, up for select $1.77 yesterday. Feeder cattle were under pressure, though, due to higher corn prices. Now, hog futures shined again yesterday with triple-digit gains in contracts throughout the next year. It was a second day of strong buying as traders were short covering and buying to establish long-term positions. Futures gapped higher on the open and never looked back. June closed the gap on the upside, but the contracts left a gap on the bottom once again. Cash was slightly higher on the National Direct Afternoon Report, a gain of 17 cents. Cutouts had a gain of 38 cents. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 31.5 cents early today, giving back a big part of yesterday's 70-cent limit-up move. News over the weekend that India was banning exports was certainly bullish and gave traders more to get excited about, but it's also true that it still is early in the new season and there's a lot we don't know. India's news came on top of last week's lower-than-expected estimate from USDA of world-ending stocks and estimates that exportable supplies would reach their lowest levels in 15 years. Well, July corn is trading about 7.75 cents lower early today, giving back a part of yesterday's 28.25 cent gain on the coattails of limit-up moves in wheat. And the soybeans, well, they're trading down about 3.5 cents early today with slight losses also in July soybean meal and July bean oil. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle up $1.10, 133.17. August up $1.55, 133.90. August feeder cattle down 60 cents, 167.42. And September's down 62 cents, 170.05. June hogs up $3.07, 103.82. And July up 360, 104.80. On the grains, Kansas City wheat limit up yesterday 70 cents, 13.52. The September limit up at with 13.53 3/4. Chicago wheat July up 70 cents, 12.47.5. September also 70 cents higher, 12.51. July corn up 28.25, 809.5. September up 20.5, 778. And July soybeans up 10 cents, 1656.5.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.